your daughters and your sons are listening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Just want to lift up one, the B part of verse 6. Jesus said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" Do you want to be made well? Somebody help me to preach this message. Turn to your neighbor and ask that question. Do you want to be made well? Now touch yourself and ask yourself that question. Do you want to be made well? I'm going against good preaching etiquette, and I'm going to give you two titles. Do you want to be made well? And just say yes. Repeat after me, please. Possibilities are fertile. When you just say yes. Do you want to be healed? Just say yes. The last 4 weeks I have been partially preaching about myself through my journey from surgery to recovery. And during the initial outpatient therapy assessment for my therapy for my knee replacement, in meeting my therapist, Renee, the first thing that she did was to do an assessment. Renee, my therapist, asked what types of activities had I been involved in before the surgery? What kinds of things was I involved in before I was not able to do them as I had? And after I responded, Renee then asked, "What are your personal goals for after therapy? What types of things would you like to do physically what types of things would you like to physically resume that you did when you were in good physical health?" Now, one might wonder, why would the therapist ask me my personal goals instead of merely providing the rehabilitation process that she already knows and understands about persons who have had the type of surgery that I did? Why would a trained, certified therapist ask what I wanted instead of what she already knows that I need? Now, after thinking about it, I have concluded that the therapist asked me about my personal goals in order to evaluate my personal determination of wanting to be well. Did you hear what I said? You see, oftentimes a person's optimum wellness or completeness of recovery is not determined by how detailed the therapy or the medical practice is, but how committed a person is in what they want out of the therapy and the medical treatment. The discipline and dedication we demonstrate will, the person that's in recovery, I should say, will display if a person's desire is really to be well. Family, as I thought about this assessment question, ask about me, about my physical wellness, my consecrated imagination, as it often does, got the best of me, causing me to wonder how many believers really want to be well. Did you hear what I said? How many believers have made it known to Jesus that they want to be spiritually well? I wondered how many Christians have told Jesus that they want to be made well. Our text tells us that on the way to attend a Jewish festival, Jesus passing through an area known as Bethesda, and Bethesda is not far from gorgeous Gaithersburg. Just check and see if y'all paying attention. Our text tells us that Bethesda is surrounded by five covered porches. Here at, on these five porches, here a great number of disabled people lie there. The blind, the lame, the paralyzed, and one who had been an invalid for, count them, 38 years. And when Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, Jesus asked him, "Do you want to be made well?" Do you see it? Our text reveals a question from Jesus. We thought that Jesus just took our question and gave answers, but here Jesus is asking a question. Family, there are believers who have been waiting on help, in need of healing for a long time, just like this lame man had been at the pool for 38 years. And they are in the right place, at the right time, in the right proximity to Jesus for change. But there is no shift in their situation or circumstance. Why? Because they have not answered the Lord's question, "Do you want to be made well?" Okay, I was expecting more of a response. So let me take it another further. The word worship in the Greek is therapuo, which means to make well, to treat, to cure, to remedy. Worship in the Greek, therapuo, make well, treat, cure, to remedy. And the English translation of therapuo is therapy. Sad but true, folk come to worship. Folk come to therapuo, sit in the presence of the Lord. They hear life-changing preaching and soul-stirring singing and powerful preaching. But during the time spent in therapuo and in fellowship in the presence of the Lord in the house of worship, in the house of therapuo, they leave the same way that they came. People leave the presence of the Lord without being made well. They leave the presence of the Lord without insight or answer. Folk leave the presence without breakthrough, nor blessing, nor help, nor hope, because they have not answered the Lord's question, "Do you want to be made well?" The way Jesus might say today is, are you ready for change in your life? Are you expecting something more? All the lame man had to say is yes. Instead, he starts making excuses. Every time I try to get down at the pool, somebody else gets in before me. Don't nobody ask me if I need prayer, and the preacher not preaching what I need to hear. I'm just not being blessed in this house. What he was trying to do is to justify his plight. Family, you have to read between the lines to get this next point. It is evident that the lame man didn't realize that he was in the presence of God. Did you hear what I said? And there's a sad truth that persons in the pews don't realize that they're in the presence of the life-transforming power of God. And second, the text reveals that this encounter with Jesus did not take place at worship. So if you don't catch the power of God at worship, we're not off the hook. Check this. God's ability and capacity is not limited to the church. It's not limited in the house between 10 a.m. and 12 noon on Sunday. The Lord can heal and help wherever you be. Do I have a witness? The Lord can make it happen if you just say yes. Jesus asked the lame man, Do you want to be made well? The lame man's response to Jesus suggests explanations as to why he did not jump at the opportunity that Jesus offered. Hear this. Some people are not well because they have grown comfortable in their condition. The man was lame for 38 years, possibly because he became content, no longer really complained about his situation anymore. He was comfortable in that condition. 38 years he lay there. And as quiet as it's kept, some believers have learned to live with little or no expectation of change in their lives, even as a child of God. Help us, Lord. Some think about being better. Some wish they were better. But in their heart, it does not matter if they get better. Notice, family, that the text does not specifically say why the lame man was in denial of making a decision to be healed, but reading with spiritual eyes, you will see that there may be at least one good reason why this lame man gave this excuse. Consider where the text says the lame man is with other lame. With other lames. How many of you know being lame can be learned? Huh? If you hang out with lame people long enough, guess what? You'll become a lame. You'll become spiritually lame or emotionally lame. You'll become a lame just like the lames that you hang out with.
My Lord.
Now, I respect all people, but I choose not to hang out with lame. Do I have a witness? Some of us need to go through our phone and delete the lames out of your life. I'd rather live by Proverbs 27:17. Iron sharpens iron. Sometimes when you hang out with lame people and you're the sharpest knife in the drawer, they'll wear you down and wear you out. Do I have a witness? I like to hang out with the sharp people. If you got good sense, you will too. Hanging with lame's family will make you lame. I'm about to say something strong here. I know we like to sit where we sit. I'm about to come strong now. I know we like to sit where we sit, but some of you might want to consider changing your pew seat because you might be sitting next to a lame worshiper. I ain't looking at nobody. I ain't talking about nobody. I'm just saying there may be a lame worshiper sitting next to you, someone whose lameness is interfering with your blessedness. Now, here's what I mean. Some people don't get blessed. Some don't get healed. Some people have received no major life change from God because they refuse to respond to God. Let me help somebody. Worship is not a pep rally. Preaching is not a pep talk. Worship is not a self-help seminar to remind us of our personal ability. Worship is not to make us satisfied and satisfied with ourselves. That's not worship. Worship is to tell us of the ability and the capacity and for us to be inspired of what God can do to us, what God can do for us, and what God can do through us. Do I have a witness? When you say yes, I know some of us frown upon talking about shouting and standing during worship. There are all types of worshipers all over the place. But when I say don't miss your shout, It's a reminder of our authentic African and African-American worship format of talking back to the preacher and speaking up and speaking out to God. To talk back is a way of saying, yes, yes, Lord, yes. And if you're a shouter or a praiser or a talker during worship and your pew partner is a silent type, don't disrespect them. Find another seat where you can shout, where you can stand, where you can wave your hand and clap your hands and give thanks to God. Don't go out in the Narthex. Do it here. Don't go downstairs in the do it here. Do it in the presence of the worshipers, and more, do it in the presence of God. And if you don't know where the shouting section is, make your own. But don't miss your shout. Don't miss your chance to say yes. Some believers have been Christian for decades and have never said yes to the Lord for a change. I hear some of y'all thinking, that's so ignorant of Jesus. Why single the man out? Why single out the lame man, knowing he'd been there for 38 years, knowing that he has been invalid, knowing that he has not been productive? Why single out this man that has been there for 38 years? Why didn't Jesus just go ahead and heal the man? Why doesn't Jesus provide for us if Jesus already knows what we need? I'm so glad you asked that question. Jesus asked a question aloud to the lame man, because just like the lame man, we ignore the still silent voice. We neglect to hear Jesus speaking to our heart that Jesus is ready to move if we just say yes. Sometimes the Lord has to put us on blast and make it clear that he's talking to you. There are times and things that Jesus will not do. Don't miss this. There are things that Jesus will not do for us without our permission. Did you hear what I said? Do you want to be made well? Do you want to be healed? Do you want new life? Do you want peace of mind? Don't you think it's time to answer the Lord's question? Jesus' question isn't ignorant, but it's ignorant not to answer Jesus, especially when you've been waiting and wanting and needing to be made well. Don't miss your shout. Say yes. Don't miss your healing. Don't miss your chance. Yes, 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 saying yes. Yes, Lord. Just saying yes is radical. It's a radical response. Some of y'all didn't hear me. Saying yes is radical. Yes gives God permission. Yes is a sign of agreement with God. Yes is a show of faith. No matter how little it is, yes is a sign of faith and trust in God's ability. Say yes. Ask, it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open. Don't miss your blessing. Say yes to your recovery. Say yes to resilience. Say yes to restoration. Being made well depends on your yes to the Lord. And if you can't say yes, say amen. Amen translate in the Greek and the Hebrew as truly, surely, certainly, aha, it will, yes. So if you can't say yes, if you think that's ignorant, just say amen. If you can't say amen, just shout hallelujah. Hallelujah is the highest praise, because you're trusting that God shall do exceeding and abundant above all he's thinking around. It's time. It's time to say yes. It's time to say yes. It's time to make your yes known. It's time now to say yes, yes. I got to go. It's time to sit down. My knee hurting. But before I do, I want to encourage you one more time to say yes to Jesus. Can somebody say yes to Jesus? Say yes to Jesus. Yes to your will. Yes to be delivered. Yes to be set free. Say yes to be at peace. Say yes for your joy. Say yes to receive power. Say yes because you trust. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. Stand up, everybody. Stand in the presence of the Lord. Yes,